News Talk 1620 WTAW. John Agnew here from the Bryan Police Department. How'd National Night Out go? At the kickoff event.
Let's remind
folks this was just the kickoff, and right. We'll get into the real deal.
Yeah, the kickoff is the pre-party that we have a couple weeks before the actual National Night Out event, and this was held at Target. We had a great turnout of citizens. We had lots of displays, lots of emergency apparatus out there, and it was great. In fact, we even had a building burn with a sprinkler system and one without to show how fire safety is important, smoke alarms, and using a sprinkler system. It was a very neat demonstration. Lots of free food and drink, and it was a great success, and the weather held out. No rain till that evening, so it went very well. So we are gearing up for the actual National Night Out, which will be October 2nd, which is a Tuesday evening. So we're trying to promote that as well. So if you think you're going to have a block party in your area and you'd like for the police department or the fire department to visit you, you can always contact your local police department to schedule that with one of your neighborhood officers. Ours is our neighborhood enforcement team, and that you always call the main number at 209-5300 to get your block party on the list.
Officers are hungry.
And we always eat really well, very well that weekend. I tell the wife, I won't be eating when I get home that night because I get fed a lot.
Well, and above and beyond that is just a great way to establish those relationships.
Right. It's a good way to put a face behind the officer in your area, and it's a good way for us. Sometimes people don't want to call and mention things like, I find this strange, or why is the law like that? And it's a good time to just talk to the officer one-on-one and visit for 15, 20 minutes. You know, we try to make our rounds and visit everybody who's on the list.
Well, that might come in handy somewhere down the road. Want to spend a couple of minutes talking about a pair of residential burglaries. I believe they were reported yesterday on Monday, and if you can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, Bill, this is a great time to talk about National Night Out, because going through these two burglaries that occurred yesterday, the 17th, about 10:30 in the morning, these houses were side by side in the Copperfield area in the 4700 block of Williamsburg in broad daylight, early morning. You know, after we canvassed the area, of course, the suspects were UTL, were unable to locate them. And so we were assigned the case to a detective, and we're talking to neighbors. And the neighbors are saying, you know, this is what I saw. So that information will help us and hopefully solving the case. So getting to know your neighbor, knowing when you're home, when you're away, pull your trash can up, turn off your porch lights, things like that. Those things can help you from being a victim of a crime. Now, these two cases, like I said, occurred about 10:30 in the morning. They went around to the back of the house, broke the window to get inside the house, and took a bunch of jewelry, $1,500 from one house and about $5,000 in estimated jewelry from another house. So it shows you how, brazen we use those for a criminal just to come and try to act like a normal citizen. But, you know, here's the thing. The criminals have paranoid, suspicious mindsets. So they do funny things. And those funny things are red flags that you and I, the citizens in the neighborhood, go, that doesn't look right. So we want to hear about that. That's the time when you call 911. Hey, there's this car. It's going around the block. It's stopping. I don't recognize it. Something suspicious about it. Can you send a marked unit out here? It might be a low priority call. But if we don't have a lot of calls pending, we can come directly out and address that situation, maybe prevent a burglary from happening or catch them in the act, one or the other.
Just don't approach those people.
Right. We don't ask you to take law into your own hands, but a good description of the vehicle, a make, model, color, and license plate, if you can always get it, is wonderful too, or even a cell phone picture, any type of imagery, which will help us solve the case without you getting directly involved in it, would definitely help us. And we appreciate that. And the neighbors who are victims of that, I'm sure, appreciate that as well.
And what else can, in this case, homeowners do as far as maybe altering their routine a little bit or just trying to...
Well, we want you to live comfortably in your neighborhoods and continue with your routines. But an alarm system is always a great thing to have. An audible alarm will always scare a burglar away or at least make them work faster. One thing we found is no matter what precautions you go through, if a burglar wants what they want, they're going to do whatever they can to get it. They may get caught in the process, but at least you can say you did the best you could. So putting an alarm system in, letting your neighbors know when you're out of town, turning off your porch lights, picking up your paper, rolling your trash can up to the street. For example, in these cases here, jewelry. How hard is it to get a serial number off jewelry? You can't. The serial numbers aren't on them. So the best thing you do is get a good description of them and take photographs of them, good detailed photographs of them. So if they show up at a pawn shop, you can prove that they're yours. And also, you can put that on your list of, you should have a list of all your electronics in your house with serial numbers and or your driver's license etched on the back with a pocket knife, with a fork from your kitchen, I don't care. But mark them up, because that's how we're going to bring that property back to you if we can locate it. And it's a good way to get prosecution on the suspects.
And in this recent case, jewelry, pictures.
Right, pictures. And it's horrible, too. Jewelry is a sentimental thing. It's horrible being a victim of a burglary. I've been one myself a couple times growing up in Houston. It's a, you feel very victimized. They're coming in your personal space or taking personal items, you know, a wedding ring, for instance. That's a very, very personal item. Jewelry or necklace that your grandma or grandpa gave you, something like that. It sucks, Bill, to get victimized. So do everything you can to try to predict that and prevent it. And then when it's done, everything you can to help us prosecute those people.